So welcome to the next edition of the Rare Business Podcast. With me today, I have Alicia Tillman, who is Chief Marketing Officer of SAP. Hi, Alicia. How are you doing?
Hi, Adrian. Nice to talk with you, and thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, for the benefit of our listeners and readers, Alicia, can you tell us a little bit about you and a bit about the work that you do?
Absolutely. So, you know, as you had shared, so I'm the Chief Marketing Officer for SAP, and you know, SAP is one of the world's largest technology companies. Mm-hmm. We have 87,000 employees globally. And, you know, my chief responsibilities are focused on, you know, the overall brand and the value proposition of the company first and foremost. Okay. You know, there's lots of responsibilities that fall underneath that to support the formation of our value proposition, but you know, I'm the person responsible for, you know, making sure that, you know, we have a very clearly defined value proposition. It's working to our advantage to drive both growth and retention. Mm-hmm. And it's speaking to the differentiation and value that's expected for us to bring to our customers. And so, you know, that's the chief focus that I have on a day-to-day basis here at SAP.
Fantastic. Thank you. So, but apart from that, Alicia, you know, we were talking, or in the setup of this call, we were discussing this idea of purpose and how brands can create a better customer experience by being a more purpose-driven brand. Now, I think that's really interesting, and I see signs of that, you know, all over the place. But it'd be really interesting for me if you could explain a bit more about what you mean by that.
Yeah, no, I would be happy to, and thank you for asking me. You know, I've been at, you know, SAP for about 2.5 years now. Prior to that, I ran marketing for one of SAP's brands, Ariba. Mm-hmm. And then previous to that, I was at American Express for 11 years, where I ran marketing for the travel services division. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, is a big responsibility of marketers is, you know, we need to be the team most focused on understanding the customer, understanding how they think, how they buy, how we need to relate to them, what's important to them, what drives their buying, what drives their loyalty. And, you know, one of the things that I've truly recognized in my role is that buyers buy both the practical solutions that a company offers. So in other words, how are you helping me to solve the everyday challenges that my role presents to me and my company? But at the same time, you know, it's almost the practical becomes table stakes anymore.
Right.
Every company is expected to offer the best solution to help customers solve their challenges. And if they don't, there are many choices out there for customers to look elsewhere. And one of the things that I have found in particular, and I will not say that this is a trend. I will say it's a trend in the sense that you've seen it emerge more and more over the recent years. But I do believe it's going to become the sustainable differentiator that separates one company from another and consumer's choice from one or the other. And it's buying with purpose. And it is the other aspect of brand development that marketers need to be focused on. Sure, you want to communicate the value of your products, your services, your solutions, and how they solve those practical challenges your buyers are focused on. But where I believe the real differentiation is occurring is in how purpose-driven and how focused on the greater good an organization is. I believe that buyers believe that companies have a responsibility in society to help solve challenges as it relates to, you know, our world's economies, society in general, societal challenges, and then challenges that we face in the environment. You know, these are three fundamental areas that we care about both personally and professionally, and it's an expectation that buyers have today, whether you're in the B2B space or in the consumer space, that companies are doing good in some way. And so as marketers, I feel that we have a tremendous opportunity to lead the development of strategies to drive purpose in our companies. and really focus on that as being the core differentiator that companies can offer when consumers are looking today to decide amongst the many choices that are in the marketplace today.
Thank you. I mean, that's great. I mean, I would tend to agree with that. I mean, do you think that there are consumers looking for companies contributing, as it were, in a way that's beyond sort of profitability and sort of having a positive impact on, you know, on society? I mean, as you say, it's a trend, but it will become a differentiator. I mean, is this just something you're seeing glimpses of and we're going to see it kind of more emerge more? Or do you have sort of some evidence from that? Or is it just something that you're just sensing as a senior exec in a large company?
Well, you know, there's a lot of research that exists out there today that, you know, there's a lot of research that focuses on the millennial population in particular that
right.
talks about influence into how they buy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a recent study by Cone Communications Research that talked about how nearly 90% of millennial consumers would depart from an organization that didn't have a purpose
mm-hmm.
versus one that did. And so they're buying based on how much a company is focused on doing good, contributing to a higher purpose, either as part of a subset of their organization or as part of the core strategy of their organization. And there are many brands out there that, you know, have built a business based on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, but I do believe, and you read about it so much these days, about companies really looking to find purpose because they understand that it's not only important to their customers, but it's also important to their workforce.
Right.
You know, just as much as customers are looking to buy from organizations that are doing good, employees want to work for companies, you know, who are doing good as well. And so, you know, and the other thing that we have found too, you know, when we look at a lot of the research that's out there, that you see an increase in sales when organizations have purpose-driven strategies. You see increases in share price. You see increases in the ability to attract and retain high-performing talent. You know, these are all statistics that we've seen out there that are proving out where the real differentiation is occurring in today's company strategies.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get it. And I think it's a great point around the purpose is being a two-sided coin. It's not just about customers or consumers. It's also about employees or the workforce. And because it's actually, purpose becomes a magnet for all parties, I guess.
Absolutely.
So let's get down to brass tacks, Alicia. I mean, how should companies be going about finding their purpose or defining their purpose? I mean, because the thing that I think about is if you're an incumbent or, you know, you've been around for a while and this is something that's new to you, I mean, do you have to change your MO to do this or can you adopt something or, you know, what are you seeing that that gives you clues about what companies should be doing to go about finding or defining their purpose?
Well, so let me start, you know, with SAP because I think it's the natural place for me to start. But then let me bridge into, you know, if you don't have a company that's been built as SAP has, you know, I'll share some thinking in terms of how I believe an organization can get there.
Okay.
So when SAP and you know, it's a company that I'm so proud to lead from a marketing standpoint because, you know, my role is to really just look at how to curate all of the incredible examples of purpose that we have. This was a company that was founded over 40 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and the way we have always innovated as a company is to build technology to serve the agenda of our customers so that they can help the world run better and to improve people's lives. And that statement has always been the purpose and the mission of SAP. And as we've innovated, we have always built products and technology that enable change in the environment, in the economy, and in society at large. And that is how we see our customers using our technology. And it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my role is to really help the marketplace see that
right.
because it matters in how companies are investing today. Now, if you have an organization and you haven't built your company from the ground up with this focus on purpose, the first and foremost thing that I would say is take a look at your culture, your employee culture, because we have 87,000 people in SAP that come to work every single day with a sense of purpose. Everybody in their lives is motivated by something or someone, and it's our responsibility as an employer to create a culture where you feel that you can bring your personal self and use it to drive your work day in and day out. So, for example, we have over 300,000 customers in SAP.
Mm-hmm.
And we're certainly not developing individual products unique to all 300,000 customers. We essentially develop one product, and we hope it sticks for 300,000 customers. And that's a huge thing for us to think about.
Sure.
The way we've built our culture is around diversity and inclusion. We have over 80 employee networks across SAP that create these communities to give the diversity that we have in our workforce a voice, a comfort, and a sense of community. So, for example, we have the Pride Network. We have the Business Women's Network. We have the African American Network, the Latino Network, and the list goes on and on and on. And we've created these communities. So as I said, there's a sense of comfort, belonging, and community, and a way to have your voice be heard. And the more diverse you have of an employee population, the more you have the ability to create innovation that can work mm-hmm. for 300,000 customers. If you innovate in a silo with everybody who looks the same, sounds the same, and acts the same, there's no way you're going to have an ability to develop innovation that's going to work for such a vast customer base. And so the more diverse we are and the more inclusive we are as an organization in welcoming the broad range of ideas and perspectives and points of view that our 87,000 employees have, the more successful we're able to be. So what I would give advice more than anything else is focus on your employees first.
Right.
The more you can create a culture of inclusion and the more you can welcome diversity into your organization, the more successful your company will be overall because you're appealing to the diversity that exists in the world that is way outside of your company doors that's expected of us to deliver upon.
Perfect. Thank you. I mean, that's great advice. I mean, it's because purpose is, you know, you talk about the economy, you talk about society, you talk about environment and things. But, you know, within the society, there is this kind of like, there is a connectedness and a sense of belonging. So actually fostering that within the organization is a great starting point. So that, you know, that's great. And but beyond SAP, I mean, do you have a couple of examples of maybe some of your customers that you think, actually, you know what, they're just nailing it. They are getting it completely right, being purpose-driven as a purpose-driven company or brand. And if so, if you could share a couple with us, that would be great. I mean, and sort of dig into a little bit into sort of what they're doing and kind of what they're kind of how they're manifesting that.
Yeah. So, you know, so first and foremost, you know, personally, I think there are a lot of brands out there that, you know, in my personal life, I've been very much attracted to. I mean, Tom's, you know, the fashion retailer, you know, their sort of one-for-one initiative, which I think is a beautiful one. You know, that's an example of a consumer organization that has been built on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one that you admire greatly, you know, for they're practically creating solutions. You know, everybody needs to wear shoes.
Sure.
But on the flip side, they're also using the same product to solve challenges in humanity.
Sure.
And that is a very relatable brand to SAP in the sense where our customers are using our technology for the practical, but they're also using it to solve some of our similar challenges or some purpose-driven challenges as well. Let me give you a customer example of ours as well. There's an organization called Hakkasan, which is based in Japan, and they are a SAP customer using many of our technologies. Mm-hmm. And they have worked with us to create a piece of technology that detects certain changes in the atmosphere to predict earthquakes in the region.
Right.
And it's through the use of this technology that, you know, creates these preventative measures that countries can now take into effect so that they can prepare accordingly. And this is, you know, these are environmental challenges, obviously, that we're facing that companies are using our technology with that. That's just incredible for us in terms of where we're focused. There's also many other organizations. There's Star Farm Equipment that's focused on sustainable farming, and they're using our technology to really help drive the sustainable efforts that they have in the farming industry. We have other organizations that are also using our technology for sustainable fishing and sustainable fisheries around the world. So there's countless examples. And one of the things, Adrian, that we're super excited about and proud of is we're going to be launching a new brand narrative for SAP, you know, in the early part of 2018, in which the way we talk about the effects of our technology will be entirely around how our customers are using our technology to solve the agendas that they have around the environment, society, and our economies. And to me, I believe that, as I said earlier, the practical is table stakes. Mm-hmm. The differentiation is really around purpose. And when we tell our story as an organization in 2018, you're going to see it told entirely through this lens of purpose, because that is truly what matters to consumers and to organizations today.
Perfect. I mean, I like the ideas, because it focuses on, you know, in another way of kind of putting it, is it doesn't focus on stuff. It focuses on outcomes and bigger outcomes. And so I really like that.
It's a different way. Yeah. And it's a different way to describe value, because if you think about it, you know, marketers, you know, we've moved from, you know, talking about feature function. If we think about, you know, 5 to 10 years ago, it was this shift for as marketers to say, okay, we need to stop focusing on feature and function, you know, of technology and products, and we need to start talking about value. Like, yeah. What is the value that product brings? And now, you know, my position is we have the opportunity to dissect the definition and the position of value. And value, certainly, as I said, speaks to that practical day-to-day value that your technology brings, but value is also to be interpreted as what you're driving towards a higher purpose as well. And if you think about, you know, how that same technology is being utilized to really help solve a lot of our world's challenges that I do believe people feel that companies in a lot of ways should take a leadership role in, where, you know, some of the more traditional, whether it be government or otherwise, might not be seeming to be hitting expectations in terms of ways, you know, our consumers are expecting.
I think that's right. I think we're looking for effective actors, as I would sum that up. And it's a yeah. great it's and let's not go into politics any further than that. But it's a I think there is a belief that business can play a bigger role, and so I really look forward to seeing how that narrative develops.
Yes, absolutely.
So I mean that's great, Alicia, and I know that you're a busy lady, and there's a couple of quick things before sort of we kind of wrap up. I mean, is there anything else that you think that you would advice that you would offer for leaders from your experience before that you'd like to share with us before I ask you a couple of final questions?
I mean, the one thing that I would personally conclude on, and it's something that I have always focused on, you know, as a leader in my career, is, you know, when you innovate and when you look to drive success on behalf of your customers, We like to say here at SAP that you need to focus on the power of and. And essentially what that means is get out of your silos, get out of your offices, get into the field, start talking to your customers, talk to your partners, talk to your colleagues, and think about ways to innovate together. Everyone always appreciates and recognizes when work is delivered as part of a team versus just by a single individual. And so, you know, my best leadership advice that I practice and I always feel is the number one ingredient is success, is that work is always achieved at a higher, more successful rate when it's achieved together. So think about that, you know, when you come up with your next big idea or you're contemplating, you know, a new innovation or new service, think about others that you can include in that ideation process, because it's so much fun to celebrate and reward success when it's within a group of people.
Perfect. Now, I have a couple of very quick questions that just to finish on that I always ask. And the first one is, I wrote a book last year that came out with Pearson. It's called How to Wow. And what I've been doing since its publication is asking everybody I've spoken to on this interview series is what does WOW service or experience mean to them? And so it'd be great to hear your perspective on that.
So a WOW experience to me is something that is simple but a big idea. And you know, I translate big ideas into, you know, things that are, you know, really practical and sound ways, you know, to help me operate with greater speed and to be more efficient, or something that just creates a more memorable and a delightful experience. And so, you know, something that is simple yet sophisticated and memorable is something that I would define as, you know, how to create sort of a WOW experience.
Perfect. Thank you. And so that brings me to my final question, Alicia. And I always end my interviews on this. And the question is this. Is there anything that you would like to shamelessly plug?
I love it. look, I'm just over 3 months into my role here at SAP. You know, I think what I'd love to shamelessly plug is, you know, the fact that it's an honor to be in a role like this. It's a privilege. You know, but it's not a due to a lack of, you know, hard work and perseverance. And, you know, what I would plug, especially, you know, during, you know, this season of thanks and, you know, reflection is, you know, work hard, play hard, be fair, be collaborative, you know, and always have a positive way about you. You know, I think that it's, for me, it's more advice for others, because I do get asked that question often, which is, you know, what's your leadership advice and, you know, how do you, you know, achieve success? I mean, I think success starts with understanding the definition of it. Mm-hmm. You know, what does make you happy first and foremost? And then secondly, always have a plan and be prepared. Be prepared every single time. You know, the ones who win are usually the ones who are not the smartest, but they're the ones that are the most prepared. And think about that, you know, in any situation that you're in, and always have a good spirit. People like to be around people that are high-spirited and have great energy and are optimistic about life. And in my view, it's the only way to live.
Alicia, thank you so much. That's perfect. I just want to say, I know that you've got to run to get jump on another call or another meeting, but I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your time with us today and your insights. I congratulate you on this emerging narrative that's coming out for SAP in 2018. And just want to say thanks again for being a guest on the podcast.
Adrian, thank you so much. It was my pleasure, and I've greatly enjoyed talking with you today.